We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner, Brittany Force. Brittany won the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Spring Nationals for 2019. Back-to-back at Houston, won the 2018 race as well. Ninth career win. Crew Chief David Grubnick tuning to his first win since joining the team. Brittany ran Cameron Foray, Doug Coletta, Clay Milliken before running Antron Brown in the final round. Brittany, as number one qualifier, you and your dad, this morning you were on a mission and you completed the mission with Awali. Talk a little bit about your day.
Yes, all of John Force Racing was on a mission this morning. Good qualifying weekend. My dad and I, number one. First time father and daughter I've ever qualified number one at an event. So that was pretty awesome for all of us and the fans. And that's something very special that my dad and I will share. We were looking for a win, but to be able to do it with Robert Hite by my side in that Auto Club car, that's pretty awesome. We're happy.
Third John Force Racing double up at NHRA National Events. Talk a little bit about David Grubnick and the mission that he has been on since coming to this team. New parts, new pieces, adapting, and working with a new crew chief here in 2019. It's very obvious the team is trending in the right direction, culminating with this victory.
Yeah, coming into the season with all the changes, a whole new team with David Grubnick, Max Savage, and a whole new group of guys. That's a lot to wrap your head around. That's a lot to go out to Phoenix and try to find a routine, figure out what works for you guys, and make some runs down the track. And really, it's about finding a routine. I knew it was going to take us a while, but we started turning a corner in Gainesville, and Gainesville is where I screwed up. We had a good race car, and then we went to Vegas and were runner up. So I knew things were turning around. It takes time until you really find that and move forward with the team. And to be able to come out here, number one qualifier with that 366, that's just an outstanding run, with David Grubnick, Max Savage, all the guys, and then to win this thing, I'm very excited. It's our first win together as a team.
We're going to open it up to members of the media, name and affiliation. You got a question for Brittany Force.
Okay. Richard Dean, Houston Chronicle. Brittany, just kind of talk about the last race with Antron and describe what went on in the final pass.
A lot was going through my head. That semi-final Rinal. What did I just say?
Rinal. It's like a round and a final together. You know what I mean. It's a semi-final round.
Final round. I Rinal. Screwed up. My team gave me a race car, and I got lucky. I got so lucky. I think it was like a 002 light. You're not supposed to have that in a top field car. So luck was on our side then. And, after the run, I went and talked to my dad. I went and talked to Robert. And David Grubnick sat down and talked to me. He said, put it out of your head, let it go, or we're going to come up here and I'll do the same exact thing. And, so being able to talk to him, have a crew chief that takes the time to sit down and talk to you in the moment of going up to a final is pretty cool. We sat down, we talked, I got it out of my head, and we came up here and we pulled it off. So it's a lot of people involved. It's the support system I have around me. All JFR drivers. I talked to them all and got my head back in the game.
Mike Hague with Race Day San Antonio. Brittany, talk about what this does for your confidence level, you and your team moving forward now.
It's just positive vibes for all of us. It pumps everybody up. This is still early on in the season. To be able to pull this off with, like I said, a whole new team and all the changes we've had this season, and not just a new team, not just new crew chiefs, but switching over parts. We're going all back from we're moving over to John Force Racing parts. So there's been a lot of change in our pits, and to be able to pull this off with them, I forgot the original question.
What does this do for your
confidence
level?
Confidence, yeah. It builds all of us. I mean, you felt the energy in our pits. Friday night after that 66 we put on the board, you felt it Saturday night. This whole team's pumped up. We're hungry for our first win. We thought we had it last weekend, and we let it slide. So to be able to come out here and pull it off together, we're ready for the next one.
That was such a John Force thing to do, by the way.
It's been a long day, okay?
There you go. Okay, a couple more. Courtney, no longer racing. You are holding it up for the Force daughters. You guys all came in, and there were three of you, and you were all racing, and then Ashley has gone on, and Courtney is doing something different, and now it's you and your dad. And that dynamic, it's interesting to watch, and you definitely want to double up together, but you had a great race day together. You shared a great moment together. So you and your dad now. the racers and the family.
I'm excited about this season. If he could stop coming up with the crazy T-shirt ideas he has.
Like?
Last Samurai, Final Force, and she doesn't wear a wedding ring, she wears a champ ring. Can't believe you just made me repeat all those.
Those are great, though. Now we know. I like Final Force. That's my favorite.
The Final Force. I'm not a fan of it. Anyways, it's a special year for us. I've always been out here with Courtney, and my dad, this year it's just us. It's just us out here, and that's special. I told him that in the beginning of the season, and it about made him cry. He said, really? That really matters to you? And I said, yeah, it's tough not having my sister out here, but now it's me and you, Dad, and, my ultimate goal, obviously, all our teams are to go after wins, but really on the bucket list is doubling up with my dad. He's the one that taught me everything, about drag racing, about this sport, about driving, and he's the one that gave me, this opportunity. So I owe it all to him, and to be able to end up in that winner's circle with him would be unreal, and that's what we're going for.
Any other questions? Brittany, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win. Houston is definitely your track, winning back-to-back seasons, getting the job done, and taking down Antron Brown in the final round. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brittany.